This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The White House has issued a statement saying that U.S. President Donald Trump early Thursday signed a stopgap funding bill that would keep the federal government open through December 11th. The legislation would maintain current funding levels for most programs, avoiding a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic just weeks ahead of the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. The Trump administration says on Wednesday that it wants to and intends to allow only 15,000 refugees to resettle in the United States in the 2021 fiscal year, setting another record low in the history of the modern refugee program. The State Department said the proposal reflected the Trump administration's prioritizing of the safety and well-being of Americans, especially in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The refugee cap was cut to 18,000 last year, but only roughly half that many refugees were let in, as increased vetting and the coronavirus have slowed arrivals. The president typically sets yearly refugee levels around the beginning of each fiscal year. Under U.S. law, the president must consult Congress before finalizing the annual number of refugees it plans to accept, but the determination is ultimately set by the White House. The administration has proposed including $20 billion extension in aid for the battered airline industry in a new stimulus proposal to House Democrats worth over $1.5 trillion. American Airlines and United Airlines, two of the largest U.S. carriers, said they were beginning furloughs of over 32,000 workers Thursday as hopes faded for a last-minute bailout from Washington. This is VOA News. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny told a German magazine that Russian President Vladimir Putin was behind his suspected poisoning and stressed that he was not afraid. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin in August after falling ill on a domestic flight. He received treatment in a hospital for what Germany said was poisoning by a potential deadly nerve agent before being discharged in September. The West has demanded an explanation from the Kremlin, which has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see evidence of a crime. Members of a pro-democracy group marched towards the Hong Kong Exhibition Center, calling for the vindication of June 4th and the release of all political prisoners Thursday morning as the city prepares to celebrate the 71st anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Dozens of people and police officers walked alongside veteran pro-democracy activist Ling Kwok Hung, League of Social Democrats chairman Raphael Wong, and two other activists who held a banner that read, "There is no National Day celebration, only national mourning." A national security law imposed by Beijing on June 30th, which punishes what authorities see as subversion, secession, foreign interference, and terrorism with up to life imprisonment. Critics of the law say it erodes any remaining freedoms the former British colony has, while supporters say it will bring stability after last year's anti-government protest. Thousands of officers have been deployed across the city as calls for protests spread online. Turkish authorities detained 19 people, including two Kurdish deputy mayors in the northeastern province of Kars, as part of a terrorism-related operation. That's according to the state-owned Anadolu News Agency Thursday. The detainees also included local party heads from the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party and municipality council members in the province. The authorities detained suspects as they were determined to have avoided and aided Kurdistan Workers' Party members, attended meetings and operated under their orders. Last week, the HTDP mayor of Kars, along with dozens of others, were detained after violent protests in 2015 against an attack on the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.